Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 5th of January, I do believe. It's Monday night. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., the crime capital, beyond any question, the crime capital of the world. Well, I hope you all had a good weekend, folks. I got quite a bit accomplished this weekend. I must apologize to you, although it's not, well, let me just say this. I indicated to you earlier in the week, if some of you heard it, that Cynthia McKinney, former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, was going to be on the Liberty Hour with Mark Glenn and Phil Turney. In fact, they had to reschedule her, and then they did not do the Saturday morning broadcast. Mark was a little bit under the weather Saturday morning, so I'm sure we missed what would have been a good program, but of course, Mark is very much alive. Don't worry about him. The thought police have not swept him off the face of the planet, although I'm sure they would like to do that. Well, in any case, folks, it is Monday night here, and I have a interesting little pile of clippings in front of me, some things that I came across in the press. I will say this much, folks. You know, there is so much that can be said about what's happening in Gaza. The attempt by the Jews of Israel, with the implicit support, certainly financially, of the United States, trying to wipe the Christians and the Muslims of Palestine, at least that part of Palestine we know as Gaza, off the map. They are trying to wipe them off the map, ladies and gentlemen. It is genocide. It is a Holocaust. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. We had a little bit of a mix-up. I am with you here tonight on this Wednesday, the 14th of January. Forgive me for the confusion here. We had a little bit of confusion. I'm repeating myself. This is Michael Collins Piper. We are live here tonight. You may have heard the beginning of a rebroadcast there. I was actually brushing my teeth, I guess, and didn't hear the phone ring. Yes, I do brush my teeth, ladies and gentlemen. Well, folks, I'll tell you what, we had a very interesting show here last evening. The reason why I say I'll tell you what is because you may not have heard the show. I never assume that everybody listens every night. I realize that everybody can't listen every night, just as I can't be here every night sometimes. But in any case, folks, we had Mark Glenn on, and I think we discussed a very important topic. That topic being the fact that when we are dealing with modern-day realities such as the Holocaust going on right now in Palestine, the genocide of Christians and Muslims by the Jewish people in the State of Israel, that we cannot get bogged down in theological debates over who's a Jew and who the Khazars are and who the Sephardim are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. While there's a good place and a time for such debates, when we are trying to reach the general public and to try to explain the cause of all this problem, that's not the case. That's not the place. No, ladies and gentlemen, and I respect those who have their views. We had Keith from Indiana on last night, although, you know, I have to say, Keith, I think, really basically proved my point. I was glad that he called in because he wanted to argue with me over whether I was really a Christian or not, because I said according to him, he said that I was more or less a Christian. He said, well, you can't be more or less a Christian. You either are or you aren't. He was dissecting a turn of phrase, a very casual turn of phrase that I used. But again, as I say, Keith very much illustrated precisely my point. We're going to a break, and if you want to comment on last evening's show, and I really would like to hear some comments on last evening's show, you're free to call in here. The number is 800-313-9443.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. I didn't forget my name. Looking at some material here in front of me. This is Michael Collins Piper. This is a live broadcast here on this Wednesday, January 14th. We had some technical difficulties at the beginning, which I think were my fault. But in any case, we are here tonight. I had urged you, if you wanted to call in to comment on last night's program, if you heard it, and I hope you did. It was a conversation between Mark Glenn and I, joined by several of our callers. And one of our callers, our last caller for the evening, Keith from Indiana, who is a strong advocate of the Christian identity point of view, called in, and I'm glad he did, because Keith, in many respects, represents the thinking of a lot of people who have this great urge, and they are to be congratulated for their urge to proselytize. And I hope they've won some converts, because I've given them a lot of space on this program to do it since I've been broadcasting these several years here on RBN. But my point is, and I think this is important to emphasize, that when we're talking about the modern-day events happening in Palestine, when we want to approach people in the street, our friends and neighbors, our purpose is not to convert them, to proselytize them, to bring them around to Christian identity. Our purpose is to expose this massive corruption, this takeover of our U.S. government by people who are generally identified as Jews, people who are devoted to the interests of the state of Israel. It would be, we have a lot of calls lined up here, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. Well, I have oh, boy. I had a lot of things I wanted to talk about here. I got a whole pile of stuff here in front of me, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, we have so many calls, I think I'm obligated obligated to turn to our callers here. I asked for callers, and my God, if I didn't get some callers, including Keith from Indiana. Got a whole long list of callers here, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I'm going to go, I think, right to the callers here. We have, I'm a little bit behind schedule here. I'm a little bit confused as to where we are. A lot of people say I'm confused all the time. But in any case, we have Dave from Massachusetts. I'm really anxious to hear what Dave has to say about last night's show. If that's what Dave wants to talk about, you're free to talk about whatever you want to talk about. That includes all the callers.
Yeah, hi, Michael. I want to talk about last night's show. But first, Michael, you know where I am? I'm out in Barnesville, Ohio.
Barnesville, Ohio. I have never heard of Barnesville, Ohio.
Yeah, it's in eastern Ohio, not too far from West Virginia.
Okay.
I just left the library about an hour ago. It closed at 8 o'clock, and I turned the librarians and the library on to the Barnes Review.
They
they pulled it up on their computers, and they were fascinated by it. And these libraries have to run it by their board or something before they can subscribe to a new magazine.
Well, Dave, let me just say something. You made a great big tactical error here by announcing that on the air, because I guarantee you, if the Barnes Review shows up in the library there, Abe Foxman will be on the phone in a day or so, calling them and saying, "You got to get that out of there." That's all right, Dave. You meant well.
I did screw up by announcing it.
Yeah, that's all right, Dave. Look, all that proves is that you're human. A lot of us thought you were a superhuman, but now we know you're just a human being.
Yes, I.
You're obviously not one of God's chosen people.
I have sinned against Abe Foxman in his defamation league with the devil.
That's right. Anyway, Dave, I do appreciate what you're trying to do, though.
Yeah, and of course, I turned him on to, here's another tactical error, but I turned him on to American Free Press.
Oh, my God, they got you on the list now.
Yeah, a problem I've been tackling, Michael, harking back to last night's show is, now I've been listening to Jack McLam very carefully, week after week after week. And I swear, now this is just my opinion, but I have a feeling that Jack has Mossad handles, Michael, and he doesn't even realize it. He's on this thing that the Jewish people over in Israel, they're not really Jewish, that they're evil, evil communist Gentiles. And
I tell you, I've never met Jack that I can remember. Maybe I have. I may have met Jack, but I've listened to his show on and off over the years, and I've been a guest on his show. And I think Jack's a real good man. I think he's very sincere. I would have to listen to exactly what he said, but I trust your rendering of it. I would just have to suggest that maybe Jack has maybe read some of the wrong things over the years and has reached some inaccurate conclusions. I think Jack McLam's a good fellow.
Yeah, well, he is a good fellow, and I still give him the benefit of the doubt, Michael. But, of course, it isn't just this issue. Now, there's a couple of other things with Jack. But let me just say this. One thing I've tried to tell Jack, and I'll tell the listening audience, never forget that Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, those are messages to the church at Smyrna and the church at Philadelphia, centuries before the Khazars were ever even on the scene. So just bear that in mind.
Well, that's a very interesting point. I mean, you know, as I've said all the time, as you well know, this whole debate about the Khazars is really largely irrelevant in terms of modern-day reality, because the fact is that the people who are in Israel today call themselves Jews. The people of the earth call themselves Jews. I mean, the people of the earth call those people Jews. The people here in the United States, these millionaires and billionaires who bankroll the Israeli lobby and bankroll the American Congress, they call themselves Jews, even though they don't go to church or they don't go to synagogue all the time. They consider themselves Jews, and the politicians who do their bidding consider them to be Jews. So that's really where we stand, most unfortunately, because there are a lot of good people out there who happen to have been born Jewish who utterly and totally reject the genocide being carried out in this effort to wipe Palestine off the map.
Yeah, I resent Jack trying to put all that guilt on us Gentiles instead of putting it on the Jews where it belongs, Michael. But, Michael, it's not just this thing with the Jews. Now, the reason I think he's always talking about these wonderful Jewish brothers and sisters, and that's where he's getting all his information. You can listen to the archives. I'm not making this up. He says he gets 100% of his information from his wonderful Jewish brothers and sisters. And he said, last week, he even said that they're into the town. They'll tell Talmudic Jews, Sephardic Jews, he says. But Michael, he's been trying to undermine Christianity by saying that the Christians that worship, that go to church on Sunday, that they're worshiping the pagan Sunday. I'm going to call him this week. I'm going to keep working with Jack. But you know, Michael, if I got that time, just very quickly.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Another thing, he's been trying to blame the evil Catholic Church for changing the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday, but that's not the case at all, Michael. If folks will just read the book of Acts, you'll see that Paul would go to the synagogue in the early chapters of Acts, about halfway through Acts. They'd go to the synagogue and try to reason with these Jews, and they'd beat them, and they'd scourge them, and they'd stone them, and they'd try to kill them, and they'd throw them in jail. Well, finally, Michael, it's got nothing to do with worshiping the pagan Sunday. Christians started meeting on Sunday because it's the resurrection day. It's the day the Lord was resurrected, and the apostles had every right to change the day from Saturday to Sunday, because the Lord Jesus Christ gave the apostles all power in heaven and on earth. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the apostles had every right to say, the heck with you Jews, we're not going to Judaize, you can have the Saturday Sabbath, we're going to have the resurrection day, the first day of the week. So Jack's all wet. He's getting this information from his Mossad handlers, I think. It'd be like he says he keeps Saturday. Well, Saturday comes from the word Saturn. Nobody would accuse Jack that he's worshiping Saturn because he keeps the Saturday Sabbath. So why should he accuse Christians? And at Christmas time, Michael, the attack on Christmas, that's all evil and everything. But anyways, Michael, if folks will listen to his show, I know Jack's a good guy, but somehow he's gotten involved with what he characterizes as wonderful Jewish brothers and sisters. Well, let me tell you something. Those Mossad handlers are the most charming people that you would ever want to meet. They're real professionals. They'll charm the pants right off somebody.
Well, that's their job.
That's their job, and they use the female mode, you know.
You know, I knew Roy Bullock, who was not Jewish, but who was a longtime agent of the Anti-Defamation League. Of course, that's a Mossad conduit. And, you know, I once described Roy Bullock as charming, skilled, and clever, and that is exactly what Roy was. But, you know, I did figure him out. A lot of other people did, too. And I hope that I hope you're wrong. I hope that Jack isn't being handled by people like that. But if he is, I hope he sees through it.
You know,
Listen, we're going to the break. I do have a lot of callers here, and I do want to make a very important announcement when we come back. So, Dave, thanks as always for your call.
Thank
you always
Michael.
Do contribute a lot to this program, and I appreciate it. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper. We're going to the break. When we come back, a lot more.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth. 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have a full lineup of callers here, but there is something I do have to mention here before we go to our next caller. As a consequence of my show last night, in which I made passing reference to the enduring myth that Hitler was a tool of the Zionists, or as I accidentally put it in a conversation with Mark Glenn, a Zionist stool. And, of course, I discussed that on a previous program, citing Lenny Brenner, the distinguished American Jewish writer, the expert, the undisputed expert on the history, the earliest and best known expert on the history of Zionist collaboration with Nazi Germany, which his work demonstrates that, in fact, the Zionist and Nazi collaboration ended early on. As a consequence of my discussion of that, a very palpable sensation of panic has gripped that element of the patriot community who are devoted to that myth that Hitler was a Zionist tool. I base that conclusion on the content of some emails that I received from people. But I'll tell you what, folks, I discovered something else interesting today in that same regard. Now, as you know, Jim Condit and Christopher John Bjerknes are the most often cited folks on this subject by those who have called this program and who have sent me emails. And, you know, I've known Jim Condit for years, and I love him to death. And Christopher John Bjerknes at JewishRacism.com has done some wonderful work, but I vehemently disagree with their conclusions. And their conclusions are based in part, in large part, I might say, on a very famous book by Jewish American writer Edwin Black. a book called The Transfer Agreement, which I read many years ago. Well, folks, I just discovered today that several years ago, Mr. Black's book was re-released by a small New York publisher. I shouldn't say really small, because they've had a number of books on the bestseller list, including Jared Taylor's famous book, saying that Jews are superior to whites and that whites are superior to blacks. That book, the name of which escapes me. They also published Jim Marr's book, Crossfire. The firm is Carolyn Graff. Well, Carolyn Graff has re-released Edwin Black's book, The Transfer Agreement, and guess who has written the afterword to the book? In other words, he has lent his imprimatur to the book, and he's put in his own two cents in regard to it. In other words, this individual says, hey, Edwin Black's book is a good book. Now, I haven't gotten it yet, and I'm looking forward to reading what this new afterword to the book says, but I'm here to give you a good second or two to guess who it is. 1 second. 2 second. Folks, Abraham Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith has written the afterword to the new edition of Edwin Black's The Transfer Agreement. And I'm here to tell you, folks, Abe Foxman has done all in his power to silence good people like Jim Condit and Christopher John Jerkness because of their outspoken criticisms of Zionism and Jewish racism. And yet now Abe Foxman is lending his distinguished imprimatur to the book that these gentlemen have cited as quote-unquote proof that Hitler was a Zionist tool. I can feel that panic spreading even as I speak. Yeah, folks, the facts refute the myths. Now, one of my listeners sent an email saying, well, it's obvious that I think I've dispensed with the issue and that I'm afraid to debate Christopher John Bjerknes and or Jim Condit. Well, I've written him back, and I'm here to tell you, folks, I'm going to debate both of them if they're willing to come on the program, but I want to debate them both at one time, two against one. That's right. I'm not going to just take them on one at a time. I'll take them on both. Two against one, and I'm even, because it's such a complicated topic and one that needs to be hashed out, I'm even going to ask Rick Adams that particular night, whenever we schedule it, I'm going to ask Rick Adams, who follows this program, if he's willing to take a night off and give me that hour. So you'll have 2 hours to listen to my dulcet tones, joined hopefully by Jim Condit and or Christopher John Bjerknes. So we will get this issue out there in the fore, and I'm willing to let the people decide just what the hell is really going on here, because I remain confident that I have the facts on my side and that we will lay the issue to rest once and for all. And I'm confident that if we could take a vote of the listeners, I'm confident that the voters will say, yeah, Mike Piper convinced me more so than the two other people who were arguing against him. In reality, the fact is, as I perceive it, I could be wrong about this, my perception is that Christopher and Jim basically rely on the same sources, and my contention is those sources are incestuous sources relating back old myths and legends and actual propaganda that shouldn't have been believed in the first place, but yet has been recycled time and time again in the media. Plus, I would add, there's a lot of misunderstanding about the whole issue of Nazism and its collaboration with Zionism. Well, we are going quickly towards the break here, folks. Excuse me. And when we come back, we are going to be joined, by one of my favorite callers. He's a very strong supporter of the Jewish people, a very strong supporter of the State of Israel, and he definitely believes that conspiracy theories involving Israel and the Jewish lobby are just that, evil conspiracy theories. I'm referring, of course, to Aryan from California. Stay tuned, folks. We're going to have a lot of fun, I'm sure. Stay tuned, folks. Please, don't miss this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. The Hound of the Baskerville sends his regards to his fans out there. I talked to him during the break. He's gotten some fan mail over the past couple weeks. He says, "Roof." All right, we have someone calling in from California who has expressed, and I assume this is that same caller, who's expressed his strong support for the Jewish people, his support for Israel, and his rejection of conspiracy theories. Aryan from California. Aryan, welcome aboard.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Aryan, I'd like to ask you a question. Preface our conversation with a question, if I may.
Sure, but can I just please
the past 10 years, according to the Washington Post of several weeks ago, more than three times as many Jewish people in Israel, I'm sorry, more than three times as many Christians and Muslims in Israel, we'll call it, have been killed during the past 10 years. More than three times as many Christians and Muslims have been killed as have Jews been killed. And now we have added another 1,000 people approximately to that list, making it four times as many. Do you reject the mass slaughter in Gaza? Do you reject this genocide? Do you reject this modern-day Holocaust?
I reject any time innocent people are being killed, usually in general, yes.
Okay, very good. That's a good start. Now, you had a question for me.
I kind of wanted to clear something up here, if I may. I do support Jewish people. I don't have any reason not to support them in general. I do think it's conspiracy theory sometimes, yes, but I'm not sure if I'd necessarily support the state of Israel. To be honest with you, I don't know all the facts regarding the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, so I'm not sure who's right, who's wrong, yes. I go by, you know, once in a while, just whatever's happening on news. In other words, I don't have a strong enough opinion of knowledge of what's going on to have opinion. So when you say I support the state of Israel, well, I support it and I don't. I just don't know enough facts behind it. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, I appreciate that. That's a pretty honest comment, although I must tell you that there's a lot of people who would say that, and I'm talking about Jewish people who support Israel, along with some Christians as well, they would say that you are a wimp, that you're copping out, that Israel and the Jewish people are God's chosen people, that the state of Israel is a manifestation of God's will, and that your failure to take a firm position in support of Israel would actually make it possible for you to be ranked among people who might be touting what is effectively the Nazi or anti-Jewish line.
Well, number one, I say to them, am I supposed to just have a strong opinion when people are dying if I don't know all the facts? And number two, I can also say to you, since you want to talk about people who believe things, that there are people who believe Jews control our government. What's your point?
Well, I tell you what, there's a very strong base of belief there among a lot of people, and they base that conclusion on a lot of things. For example, I'm looking right now at an article from a recent issue of the Washington Post, which says that as far as the new U.S. Congress is concerned, the percentage of Congress that are Protestants are 54.7%. We'll just say 55%, whereas the percentage of the U.S. public is 51%.
Okay.
As far as the percentage of the Congress that are Roman Catholics, 30% are Catholics. 24% of the U.S. public are Roman Catholics. But if you look at the Jewish numbers in Congress, although the Washington Post says that the Jewish people constitute only 1.7% of the U.S. population, 8.4% of the Congress is represented by Jewish people. Now, the Roman Catholic and Protestant numbers are pretty much even, a little bit ahead in terms of the general population, but as far as the Jewish population is concerned, we have 2% in the public, whereas in 8% in Congress. That's a pretty strong percentage.
My answer to that is, number one, that is a lot, but you can take in a few things into consideration. Is 2% ratio to 8% really that big of a deal? If you feel that it is a big deal, then I can say to you that you should take other things into consideration, such as this. Many Indian people own 7-Elevens. Does that mean 7-Elevens are only for Indian people?
There's no comparison there when you consider the fact that the Indian people are selling things to the general public. We know that they're in business to make a living.
Okay, so
and they are selling
logic,
they are
say,
selling
oh, on,
products. They're
right,
not
right,
trying.
Right.
Listen, no. You brought this up, Aryan, and you're absolutely right. I'm glad you did because you just made my point. Indian people are out there trying to make a living, trying to make a success, but what is happening in the United States Congress is that these Jewish people in Congress have an agenda, and yes, indeed, they do have an agenda, just as, Aryan, do all of these powerful Jewish organizations such as AIPAC, the Anti-Defamation League, the American Jewish Congress, and it's absolutely well known.
It's like many people.
It is well known. It is well known, Aryan, that
the
American Israel Public Affairs Committee has been directing, although not officially, but everybody knows they're doing it, and there's no mystery about this, and you can check up on any quote-unquote responsible website. It's very well known that AIPAC and many, many other pro-Israel organizations have, in fact, been directing the funding by a myriad number of pro-Israel political action committees. They have been, let me finish, Aryan, they have been directing millions of dollars in campaign money to candidates who support Israel. In addition, Aryan, We do know for a fact that all
of
the major
unfair.
News
it's
magazines.
Kind of unfair how you go on and on, and I don't get much to say.
Well,
here.
But Arian, I was answering your question, or
no, but
maybe
you didn't answer
I was
it
responding to your point.
I'll tell you why you didn't answer it. When I gave the analogy of Indian people in 7-Eleven,
that was a very bad analogy.
Well, hold on now. You kind of made it seem like the Indians are selling a product. Again, does that mean there's a conspiracy theory for 7-Elevens wanting Indian people?
Wait, say that again?
If there's a disproportionate amount of people from India who own 7-Elevens, which, by the way, I hope they're doing a good job, but if they're doing that, does that mean there's a conspiracy for 7-Elevens wanting Indians only?
No, I don't think it's a matter. No, I don't believe that to be the case. What I think it just happens to be is that Indian people are evidently very industrious and business-oriented, and they have found a niche here in the United States, and they're taking very good advantage of that niche.
Okay, so by that logic, why can't you use that same logic for Jewish people being prominent in the government?
And you know what, Arian? The fact is, as I have said, that it would be fine and dandy if they came in to our government and carried out policies that were in the best interest of the American people, but they're not carrying out policies in the best interest of the American people. They're carrying out policies on behalf of a foreign country. Although it sometimes seems like Israel is our 51st state.
Okay, so again, but you're not really addressing what I'm saying. If they're not making the policies that you like, fine. That can be maybe sometimes a separate issue. But 2% population, 8% government, and you're concerned about what now?
Well, that's only, Arian, that's only in the U.S. Congress. I have had friends and associates who tell me that in the middle level and upper level of the bureaucracy, and these are people speaking from long-term experience, that many, many of the people there happen to be Jewish people, and they are playing a major role in the conduct of U.S. policy. In addition, also, Arian, I think it should be pointed out, and this I have read in books written by Jewish authors and in a variety of Jewish sources, that for all those non-members of Congress, or I should say all those members of Congress who are not Jewish, they have in their offices people who are Jewish in key positions directing those offices and controlling the flow of paperwork there.
Okay,
these basic facts and figures, such as the number of Jews actually serving as elected members of Congress, don't necessarily reflect the actual level of Jewish power on Capitol Hill. In fact, the level of Jewish power on Capitol Hill is much more than just the members of Congress themselves. In addition, of course, there are many non-Jewish members of Congress who are influenced by very influential and wealthy Jewish people in their home districts.
Yeah, you know, so far you've done a good job of saying a lot of stuff, and I
give you telling the truth.
But the only facts that in general that you've pretty much given me is that 2%, 8% fact. Everything else is just your opinion.
No, it's not. No. Please don't say it's
pretty
my
much,
opinion.
Yes.
No, it's not my opinion. It is fact. It is fact. If you believe respected Jewish newspapers.
Okay, since you believe in this conspiracy, I'm sorry, fact of Jewish people. I'm curious. Do you also believe in the tooth fairy?
I'll tell you what, Arian, you just took the discussion to a level that requires that I move on. Let's go to David in South Carolina.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, David.
How are you? Shalom.
All right.
Well, you know what? The guys who own 7-Elevens, they don't dictate our national and foreign policy that I know of. You know, and they don't have us on the verge of World War III because they want to run the world. So, you know. And another thing, too, you ought to pay attention to is what's the only people that we know of that is an international people who have been kicked out of almost every country they've ever lodged themselves in over the centuries for one reason or another?
Well, I guess it's not been the Indians. The Indians are welcome people in many countries around the world. The Indians have been known as, and I just read this in a book yesterday. If I've read it once, I've read it 100 times. The Indians have always been known as, and I'm paraphrasing here, but traveling merchants.
Yeah.
And I think maybe at one time or another they were expelled from Uganda by Idi Amin. They may have been expelled from one other country at one time or another, but for the most part, Indians, like many people from Asia, China...
They just wanted to make money.
They have come in, people from Korea, they have come into the United States. They have set up businesses. They have done very well. They're closely knit communities. They're hardworking people. They're very family oriented. And there is absolutely no comparison to what they do with their money. I mean, I imagine, Dave, that if you took all the money that is in the hands of Indian Americans, you would find that it's substantial, millions upon millions of dollars, and yet they have not used their millions of dollars to try to affect America's culture.
That's the thing, Mike.
They have not used it to try to dictate America's foreign policy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now,
you know, I tell
when
you
have
what.
They have,
go ahead, Dave.
When have they taken over a country and exterminated 30 million of the people that live there? You know, just because they want to make everyone malleable to their program. You know, an outright slaughter. You know,
and of course you're talking about Russia.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Among other nations,
yeah, exactly.
I might add.
Well, let's see.
You know, Dave, let me tell you something. You know, something which is not very well known, but I've heard this in many anecdotes from people who do know, including a very close friend of mine who's a very, very prominent businessman who's done some work in this area. A group of people in this country who have an immense amount of money and who have an immense amount of land are some of the hardest working, finest, quietest people on the face of the planet. They never attempt to impose their values, their very, very conservative values, on anybody else. They never try to dictate things politically. I'm referring to the Mennonites and the Amish.
Yes, absolutely. Think about this, Mike. As per our tradition as a people, how many times did, farmers, for instance, when, particularly at this time in our history as well, it's very important that the people who cultivate the land are given enough. We need them badly now because, you know, the world's on the verge of a food crisis and everything else. And they're going after these people.
You know, Thomas Jefferson once said, everybody knows who Thomas Jefferson is. Thomas Jefferson said, if ever there were a chosen people of God, it is the farmers.
The yeomen, that's right.
That's
Let me
right.
Get to this original point you were talking about. Keith from Indiana, he keeps calling in, everybody harassing them, you know. Bottom line is, I flirted with the Identity Christian Church for a few years, you know. I've been to every variety of church there is. Okay, this is the thing, okay? I've told you this before, and you probably don't agree with me because, okay, I will tell you right. I like the Catholic Church better than any of the other ones because it's real dignified and it's beautiful. It's got, you know, it's very simple and straightforward, you know. But we are killing each other over the centuries, slaughtering each other over Jewish myths, put in this book that we don't know if it's right, wrong, true or not. I did not have a upbringing where someone told me, hey, this book says that's what you got to do. I just consider myself a moral person, a decent person. I don't go out hurting nobody. I don't try to stir up no trouble. I don't need someone to tell me, hey, that's what you better believe or you're going to, you know, burn in hell and all this. It's
fuel. Well, I mean, I
time, energy, and effort wasted in killing each other over something that someone else says.
And you know, the amazing thing about it is that even within those who are generally defined as Christians, and I realize that a lot of Catholics don't consider Protestants to be Christians and Protestants don't consider Catholics to be Christians, but throughout history we have always seen Jewish influences trying to divide the Catholics from the Protestants and
very
vice versa, and divide all of the different Protestant groups from within.
Every nation they've ever been in, it even says in the Old Testament how they divide and conquer. It runs right through in Genesis and Exodus, their little plan for plundering whatever nation they happen to be in. It's right there.
Yeah, it's funny. We saw what Arian had to say. He reduced it all to whether or not I believe in the tooth fairy.
Or the Jewish conspiracy.
It's not a conspiracy. It's just that you have like-minded people working together to accomplish what they want to accomplish.
They are unique and humankind, they are like a hive. Yeah, a swarm of bees. No kidding. You hit I'm serious. If you step on a wasp's nest, they're going to sting you.
That's an absolutely correct analogy, Dave. Listen, I have to go to the break here because you know what? Keith from Indiana is back, and when we come back from the break, we're going to let Keith preach. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com or call us at 800-610-2770.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I misspoke before the break. I am going to welcome Keith from Indiana aboard here with us. But, Keith, you cannot quote any biblical verse, number one, nor can you refer to any biblical verse. The moment that you do, I'm going to cut you off. Keith, go ahead.
Great warning. So, in other words, wasting 10 minutes with Ari is more important than the Word of God to you. Is that the truth?
Well, that's neither here nor there. What did you have to say, Keith?
Well, first of all, you know, Mark asked me a question. I start to answer. You interrupt last night. I start talking to you. I get 3 seconds. You talk for a minute.
Well, okay.
Let's talk about the world for a minute.
Go ahead.
Your position on Hitler and his financing. So they're in dire straits financially in 1933. Suddenly the world's most powerful war machine. Do you think Max Warburg walked up to Hitler and said, "I'm a Jew, I want to give you some money"? Do you think there's
First of all, Keith,
What?
First of all, Keith, they didn't become the world's greatest war machine, as you describe it, overnight, number one. Number two, they didn't become the world's greatest war machine because if they had been, they would have won the war, and they didn't. Thirdly,
right,
it took many years for Germany to build up. Go ahead,
Keith. Cut it short. All I'm saying is there's plenty of evidence with Prescott Bush, Brown Brothers Harriman, Wax War, if you check it out. And
Keith, I've already discussed that on this program.
Yeah.
There were many American corporations that had business relationships going back many, many years back to the early 1900s with the government of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
They maintained those business relationships through various regimes.
Mm-hmm. And
yes,
I'll tell you
that's
one
correct.
Thing, the money power had the power to rule the world before Hitler was born. So anyway,
I couldn't disagree with you there.
Communism became the antithesis for capitalism, and National Socialism became the antithesis for communism.
I'll tell you what, there are many people who could argue, and quite effectively, that National Socialism under Adolf Hitler was an attempt to control capitalism, and at the same time, communism itself was actually nothing more than a tool of capitalism, specifically Jewish capitalists based in the United States and in London who wanted to take over Russia. So, there you
but
go.
Let me ask you this, though. You premise this with, if I bring up a verse, and Mark Glenn's talking nonstop about the Bible, but you don't silence him.
Well,
because he says the Bible's no good.
No, but God, Keith,
the Old
most
Testament,
Keith,
bad guy.
Keith, most of what you do when you call this program is quote biblical verses or rattle off a series of biblical verses that unless someone knows the Bible backwards and forwards, inside and out, they won't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's what I was going to tell you last night when you bragged about running 8 to 10,000 books. Why don't you read the one book that counts? And not just read it, but study it.
Well, I tell you what, I have been looking at it, and I'm here to tell you that I think Mark Glenn is correct when he says that the Old Testament is something that we should have shed a long, long time ago.
Well, the only way to do this, then, would be to take 8 hours, and I'll show you how Abraham's 69
Keith, don't do it. Don't do it, Keith. I'm saving you from yourself.
Okay,
Keith. No, please don't. This is what I always say to the Hound of the Baskervilles when he's getting into something he shouldn't. I say,
Forgive me.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. And he looks at me. He looks at
Forgive me.
He knows
Forgive
I'm his
me,
friend.
Michael. Forgive
he,
me.
And I'm your friend, Keith. So don't do it. Don't do it. I hear the music, Keith.
70 times 7, forgive me. I ask forgiveness 70 times
Keith,
7.
Keith, I hear the music. I have no control over the music. Only God has control over the music. God and John Statmiller. Have a good evening, folks.